We have a guy who's in Ukraine right now.
Oh.
Serge. Hi, Serge. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. And right now I can hear the missiles destroying my city, unfortunately.
Oh. Is that what that was?
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
I don't know even where they targeted. I'm in Kyiv right now. Oh, it seems like our air defense is working on the missiles. That was a sort of our air defense right now.
That's most of the fun with you, right, Kyiv?
Yeah, I'm seeing it right from my window.
Well, are you safe right now where you are?
Well, no one is safe in Ukraine. As you know, they are targeting civils district where I'm exactly now. It's a civil district, Troyeshchina, on the left bank of the Dnieper River. And actually, they are shelling their missiles and fighting jets all over the Ukraine. So all the places are not safe, unfortunately, in Ukraine.
Has it been getting worse as the days go on, or have the Ukrainian forces been able to hold off the Russian military?
Well, our Ukrainian military forces doing miracles, as you know, because Russian army, most of people saying that it's the second most powerful army in the world, but our military is doing good. The problem is that they are firing to civils' buildings, and we cannot predict where they will target next time. And unfortunately, a lot of civils dying, including children, and a lot of cities destroyed, like Kharkiv and Chernihiv, and a few cities in the suburbs of Kyiv as well, unfortunately. And they're not letting civils to escape from that places. So it's the situation is very, very bad, actually. But they have a lot of loss on there, and more than 12,000 troops destroyed here in Ukraine, and crazy amount of technique. I cannot even imagine how many tanks and war machines were destroyed.
Wow. It's amazing. I think that most people thought the Russians would just come in and your military would collapse and it would be over quickly.
The exact opposite.
And, yeah, and it's been the exact opposite.
That was their plan. They planned to do it like in 3 days, but actually they didn't capture any city, any big city, because, well, they entered few cities on the south, but people in the cities, they are not accepting that. They are going to protest, making riots, they coming out on the streets with flags, banners, and saying to Russian soldiers to go away. And in some places, they even pulled them back with bare hands. And that's amazing, because nobody wants to have them in Ukraine.
Have you had any buildings near you or any attacks near you where you are right now?
Yes. Well, just a few minutes ago, as you heard, they tried to attack from the air. And at the start of the invasion, they started from Kyiv. We woke up 2 weeks ago with my wife and children here in our apartment. Because
oh, my God. How old are your kids?
Well, 15 and 13.
Are they with you now?
No. We've been able to move them to western border. And yesterday they crossed the Poland border.
Right.
So they are safe now, and I feel much better.
Got a harm's way, yeah.
That, but
we've been having drives here to collect supplies for the folks who are leaving, the refugees ending up on the border at Poland. And I know it's not much, but we're doing whatever we can to help.
Well, thank you very much. Well, people of Poland and Slovakia and Romania and Moldova are doing very good job. They have everything refugees need on the border. My friend Mark Webb from L.A. and Doreen Oswald Pocket from Michigan, they flew to Poland and helped refugees for a week. And they also met my family there, and they helping a lot. And, well, the main problem that a lot of people, mostly women and children, trying to cross the border, and there's big lines there. So you can wait for 40 hours to cross the border right now.
This has been kind of ramping up for years, right? Did you guys kind of felt like this was Putin's plan for a while?
Yeah. Well, we have in this situation for more than 8 years right now, from 2014 when they occupied Crimea Peninsula and a few territories on east of Ukraine. But now it's a full-scale war all over the Ukraine, so they are targeting everything. And, well, we hope that at some point Russian people that are inside Russia, they will understand what's going on, and they're trying to change their government. But
they can't even say anything. We had someone on yesterday that if anybody speaks out against this in Russia, they go to jail for 15 years.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, not immediately. They are scaring people with that. But problem is not with it, but with that people who are protesting, they are very small numbers. So it's like a few thousand in big cities like Moscow or St. Petersburg. That population is more than 15 million people.
Right.
So the situation there, because of propaganda, is very, very scary.
Have you been able to monitor American media? And if so, how close are they to the truth as to what's going on there?
Well, of course, we are monitoring all medias, and we're getting messages from all over the world. And American media doing well. Well, of course, there's some delay information, but American media telling the truth to people, so everybody knows what's going on, and that's very good and very important to not stop it, to spread this information, because you know we have this situation for 2 weeks, and there's a chance that probably some people will get used to it and will think,
right.
Oh, okay, they are shelling the Ukraine with missiles again, nothing new.
Yeah.
So
yes,
it's very
you're
important
right.
To...
You're absolutely right. It's already starting to get like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I click on the another building got blown up.
Yeah. This is devastating.
Yes, and that's very important, because the main thing that they targeting the civil district, civils, houses, and a lot of people I know already missing. I don't know where they are. So it's very bad situation, unfortunately.
We're talking to Serge. He's in Kyiv, Ukraine right now. And when we started talking to him, we heard some missiles going off.
Yeah.
I was shocked that they bombed a nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
To me, that said that they're willing to do whatever it takes to win.
Well, yes, and everybody was shocked. Fortunately, they stopped to do that because it was very dangerous and nobody knew what will happen, because nobody thought that somebody will shell nuclear power plant. It, by the way, it's biggest power plant, nuclear power plant in Europe. So it could be much more more worse than Chernobyl that we have on the north of Kyiv. So unfortunately, they stopped to do that, but they captured this power plant, and we don't know what they are going to do with that.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah.
Do Did you guys have nuclear weapons there, or that was more for energy?
No, we gave up nuclear weapons in 1994, I believe, because we wanted to be a neutral country, but unfortunately that didn't work.
Yeah.
What would you like the folks listening to know?
Well, the main thing that Ukrainian people will stand, there is no chance that we will give in or give up in this situation, and we will stand for each part of Ukraine, and we will never give up. But the main thing that I want people to know that we must think about how to predict this kind of situations in future. It's unacceptable that in our modern world, with such big achievements in communication and culture, in some countries like Russia, with more than 150 million population, some people can do such things with this population and other countries.
Is it a surprise to you, Serge, that the rest of the world is just hanging back and letting this happen?
Well, you know, it's a difficult situation because of Russian nuclear missiles. We all understand that, but and everybody aware that the World War III will start because of intrusion of NATO or other countries. But unfortunately, it seems like it's already started, but not everybody understands it.
Right. I just, you know, President Kennedy is really remembered for the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
Where he had to stand toe-to-toe to Russia.
Yeah.
And the whole world was panicked, and we all thought, well, this could be it right now.
Yeah.
But they turned around, and they didn't put their missiles in Cuba. And it took a lot of balls for someone to do that. And we apparently don't have any anymore.
No, apparently got cut off.
And I just don't know if you can't stand up to this guy now with this.
He'll keep going.
What point are we going to pick to stand up?
Yeah.
When do we stand up?
Seriously.
What's the line?
Yeah. When do we say enough is enough?
Yeah.
You know?
We're going in, yeah.
It's tough for me to watch. And I you know, I feel horrible. Like, I'm helpless, really.
Yeah.
We had, you know, Channel 3, a local television station, did a drive here recently. And we promoted it, and I donated, and it made me feel good to help some of your people that are going to the border now. But it's just... I'm a little ashamed that we're not doing a little bit more for you in terms of military. Or why wouldn't our country say we're going to take all these airplanes and we're going to stuff with stuff, we're going to bring it to the refuge?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supply them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know that a lot of people are feeling helpless, and I'm the one of them. But I must tell you that all people all around the world, Ukrainians and abroad, they are doing whatever they can. They understand that this should be stopped. So every little thing that you do, even spread some information like we're doing right now, it means a lot, actually. So it's very important to do whatever you can. Not everyone can take weapon and fight, so it's okay that someone is doing his job to stop this war.
Do you have people from other countries coming in to help the Ukrainian army?
Yes, yes, yes. We have information that a lot of former militaries came here and they are ready to fight. Well, it's not a very fast process, but approximately 20,000 of former militaries already said that they are joining this war.
How are you doing where you are in Kyiv with food and supplies, water?
Well, we still have enough of water and supplies and food. We have some problems with pharmacies and medicines, but we are still fine. And their goal was to surround Kyiv, make it a circle, but they didn't succeed, fortunately. So we still have routes to have what we need. But their main goal, obviously, is to capture Kyiv, and they have no chances. So probably they will try to destroy it with their missiles and aircraft.
Oh, man. What about hospitals there? Are they functioning?
Yes. You know, our hospital system is pretty weak, healthcare pretty weak. And I had a situation right before the invasion. My father had a pretty dangerous surgery. And it was successful, but he has some difficulties after that, and we had to put him in the hospital again. And it was right before the invasion was started, and of course, a lot of people cannot have the care they need, including my father. I took him home. Fortunately, he is getting better, but a lot of people are suffering from that, and that they have no medicines that they need.
There's been some brutal stories that I've seen where Russian soldiers have killed innocent civilians because they were bored and drunk.
Really?
Is that stuff true?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's true. And in some places, they are blackmailing our soldiers by shielding with civils. And in some territories, they are just not letting people to escape from cities that they are surrounded. I mean, civils, people, they are just shooting with their weapons to civils' cars. And it happens in a lot of places, like in Sumy, in Kharkiv, in Mykolaiv, in Chernihiv. So it's true, yes.
It's unbelievable that it's weird that the world is sitting back watching this.
Allowing to go on, yeah.
Yeah. It's I don't get it.
Yeah, at what point do you jump in finally?
Yeah.
Being terrorized over there.
Yeah. All right, Serge, thanks for coming on. Is there anything else you want us to know?
Well, I just want to thank everyone who supports Ukraine. We will continue to fight. Don't let your hope about us. We are strong people, and we will never give up because we are paid a lot for our freedom in previous situations, like in 2014 when we had a revolution, in 2004 when we had another revolution, and we suffered from Soviet occupation for more than 70 years. So we will never will be able to come back to that world. So we have no choice, and we will win.
Fight to the death.
Exactly.
Or win.
Yep.
I like winning, Serge. Winning.
Yeah, go with that one.
We're going to go with winning.
Go with that one, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for reaching out to me.
We're going to link up to the various ways you can donate and support. And, Serge, we'd like to talk to you, you know, next few days and check in on you.
Yes, of course.
Please.
Of course.
Great. All right. Thank you, Serge.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Be well.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.